It's on. Wait, hold on one second.
Okay.
Hold on.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting in order, the Medina Township Trustees. This is a regular scheduled meeting for May 28th, 2020. The time now is 7:07 PM. May I please have a roll call?
Mike Stoppa.
Here.
Chuck Johnson.
Here.
And Mr. Redis is absent tonight. Can we please stand for the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We take a moment of silence for our military veterans, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders and our medical personnel. Thank you. First up on our agenda is approval payroll. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll. Check date is 5/29 of 2020. The total amount is $33,648.33, with $5,694.15 in withholdings, deductions, and liabilities.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up on our agenda is site plans. We have three site plans, all for the same company, Surge, and their representative will not be here tonight. This time I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve the change of use for Surge to be located at 3729 Stonegate Drive as presented.
Second.
Discussion?
No.
Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
This time I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a wall sign for Surge located at 3729 Stonegate Drive, not to exceed 24 square feet as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
This time I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a pylon panel on the existing ground sign for Surge located at 3729 Stonegate Drive, not to exceed 7.89 square feet as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up on the agenda is purchase orders and training requests. Chuck, do you have any?
Nope.
I have none at this time either. Next up, approval of accounts payable. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 3-1 of 2020 to 5-29 of 2020 and start with electronic check number 23-2020 and continuing electronic check 30-2020, and then starting with check number 30791, and continuing on to check number 30812. The total amount's $130,000. Excuse me, let me retract that. $130,897.36.
Second.
Discussion? The main bill in here was for Medina Hospital, $30,000, and for Paychex, which is a pay company, that was $32,000. Can I get a roll call?
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
And shut, just so you know, too. We had a couple paychecks in here, additional. They had a problem with their glitch in their system, so they had to put some credits back on, too. Correct, Angela, there were credits?
There were...
Credits and...
There were credits and payments, and unfortunately, when they hit our, when they hit the account, you still have to show them as a payment going out and then a receipt going in. You won't see the receipts on there because that's just the warrant list.
Right.
But you still have to show it, so...
Just so you know. Is that why there's more? Yep. Next up is appropriation status. This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve appropriation status dated 5/28/2020 and incorporate this 12-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up is approval of bank reconciliation for March. This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve bank reconciliation dated 3/31/2020 and incorporate this 4-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up is department head reports. Denny, do you have anything for us tonight?
Actually, I do. Last meeting, we talked about Hood Road.
Yep.
It was supposed to go in a newspaper, well, with the holiday, and Andy didn't get everything back to the engineer in time to get it in the newspaper. It's now going to be in a paper on June 2nd. And we will open bids on June 18th at the engineer's office. That still gives us time because we can't start till after July anyhow.
Right.
You know, with the grant, so still on track.
Okay. And thank you for responding back to, in regards to the grant. They were asking whether or not we...
Right.
We still have the matching funds in that, so we still do.
And one other thing, I got, I'm working on getting all the material price list together. I want to put drainage in the cemetery, you know, so it lays so wet and they can't mow it in the spring, so... I'd like to put some pipes in there, so I'm in the process now of getting quotes on that.
Okay.
We'll do most, you know, most of the work ourselves, but got to get all the material.
Right. Okay.
So hopefully by the next meeting, I'll have something to give with that. I'd like to do that before we pave it, so I'm still planning on paving that this year if we can.
Okay, sounds good. Anything else?
And the bathrooms, we talked about the bathrooms for the ball fields. Health department said we can open them. They just got to be cleaned more periodically than usual.
Okay.
Which games don't start till 6:00 at night. Nobody's out there during the day. So if we clean it, you know, once a day in the morning there, it'll be good hopefully for that night. And then on the weekends, probably have the kids come back in a couple of times.
Okay.
And spray some disinfectant down, you know, until this all goes away, so...
Okay. Are you going to leave the bathrooms usually open during the day down there?
They are. They're on a timer. They're on a time. The locks are on a timer. They open at 7:00 and close at 9:00 at night, so...
Do we get a lot of traffic?
No.
During the day?
No. People walking, but nobody.
Okay.
You don't see nobody coming off the road anymore.
Do we maybe want to spray them down in the morning and then maybe before you guys go home again?
Yeah.
Just that way they're...
Yeah.
They're ready to go for...
3:00, we'll still spray them again.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right.
So, other than that, we're ready to go. June 1st, we're going to have our first game down there, so...
Okay.
All right.
All right. Next up is new business, approval of previous minutes. This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve February 20th, 2020. It was a regular scheduled trustee meeting as presented.
Second.
Discussion on it? Roll call?
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Yeah, that one was a book. Next, I'd like to make a motion to approve the March 5th, 2020 regular trustee meeting as presented.
Second.
Discussion?
Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up, I'd like to make a motion to approve the March 16th, 2020 special trustee meeting. Mr. Stoppa and Mr. Johnson were in attendance, and then I'd like to, as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up, I'd like to make a motion to approve the March 19th, 2020 regular trustee meeting as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
And that, last but not least, I'd like to make a motion to approve the March 24th, 2020 special trustee meeting as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Those on the website now.
I do got one more thing, Mike.
Sure, go ahead, Denny.
It's that time of year again when we gotta do backflow tests.
Okay.
So, service departments is gonna be 665, station two will be 170, and PD will be 170. I just want Angelo to make sure we got the money in those accounts for that.
So we usually take that from professional technical, I believe, right?
About $1,000.
Yeah, I'll have to look. Do we, of the appropriation status, do you have a? I will have to look. There's a problem with the database that just came up, right? I was looking up something right before the meeting, and it won't let me on. So before I tell you, when will this have to be scheduled?
Next couple weeks, yeah, next good. It's under the PO, you know, I don't have to give a PO for it, I just wanna make sure we have that.
Right, no, no, I know, I just wanna make sure.
Yeah.
I reached out to IT right before the meeting started to see if, what's going on with.
I can wait.
Okay.
I can wait.
Okay, let me just get on.
Okay.
Hopefully he'll get back to me.
Okay, very good.
Tomorrow morning, at least, you know, if it doesn't resolve itself, just, okay, thanks.
That's all I have.
Next up on our agenda is public comment, and we have people in the audience tonight. This time, I'd like to make a motion to open the floor for public comment, at which time, please state your name and address for the record.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
This time, public comment is open. Anyone?
Hey, you're doing a great job.
I was debating on seconding that, you know.
Thank you guys for coming tonight. Like I said, it's good to see some faces again.
Thanks for being quick.
We try. This time, I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
And then just for the record, for you guys know, two meetings ago, last meeting, we approved the Hood Road to go out for a bid. So hopefully that's moving along.
You don't even have any Hood Road people here.
I know. Somebody made a note to let Mr. Hood know that it was gonna be going on.
I assume Alice knows.
Yes.
Yeah, 'cause people can go talk to her too.
Yeah, the board, her board actually, that was one of the questions they asked at their meeting last time, so, yeah.
Were you going to Home Depot?
Anything else, Chuck?
In the street.
We had the farmer's market this weekend, did any of you guys?
I did not.
It was muddy.
It was muddy, so.
Wear your galoshes when you go there, but.
Rain again tomorrow.
Yeah, it was a good turnout though, so, that was nice.
Anything, Angela?
Just before you get to the drive.
This time, I'd like to make a motion to close our Medina Township trustees meeting for May 28th, 2020.
Second.
Sorry.
Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:21 PM.
Outstanding.